My real name is Wilfred. And Eskimo name is Iligudak, and I have another Eskimo name from Big Diomede, Upkena, and my last name is Anolek. And I'm originally from King Island, but I was a summer baby born in Nome in 1947, August 5th. And I'm a senior, age of 65. My grandparents raised me until they passed on, and I seen how they did, how they survived in harsh winter at King Island and summer. It was a lot of work. My grandfather, he was the first president back in probably 1920s, and he became chief later on, and he was a strong leader. He was a teacher to his friends and relatives at King Island. He was a skin boat builder and Eskimo drum maker. He was also like a doctor when people have some kind of sickness with flu or dislocated joint. He was more like a chiropractor too. They hunted, and all the food we ate from was from the ocean and land. And we had a cave at King Island, which was used as a cold storage for, like, when they have big spring walrus hunt, and they would store all that food in a cave for next winter use. And then we had sea oil and blubber stored in a cellar for next winter use. It was like a refrigerator and freezer, like we have electric freezer today. And back them days, it was natural cave freezer that stayed, the meat that stayed still kind of fresh and a little bit aged. And the cellar was used for storing grains, sea oil, and other hunting gear. And cellar was mainly used for dry goods, like dry meat and sea oil and some more eggs that they pick back in June before we come here to Nome for the summer. The eggs had to be eaten right away before they spoil. There are mer eggs, puffin eggs, seagull eggs, kittiwalk eggs. The eggs we ate there was, it was boiled like a hard egg to have breakfast or for dinner. When I was growing up at King Island, we didn't have beef back them days. All we ate was native food. And today, a lot of us that are older, we are healthy. Our main diet was native food, and that never make us fat or gave us like diabetes like we have today. We are the seasonal people. And wintertime we ate seal meat, king crabs, or blue crabs, tom cods, blue cods, and they call them bullhead fish. And springtime they hunt ugru before walrus migrate up north. And ugru was hunted first in spring. That was our bread and butter. And the ugru meat was eaten boiled soup or dry meat, and the blubber was like permitted for 2 weeks to make oil out of it. After the seal oil is done, I would watch my mother cook the oil in a big cooking pot mixed with blubber, which we call ayakshak. And it's a delicious delicacy. I still eat it today, and all these things that I learned from my mother and my grandparents, how to prepare native food, picking greens, berries. I watched my mother make agutak all these years, and after she passed on, I started making agutak on my own. It's the healthiest food that we grew up with. It's better than store-bought food. Right now, I'm teaching one of my grandsons how to hunt out on Bering Sea, and I am a boat captain, and I am responsible for my crew, and I am responsible for my grandson and his relatives that are younger generation today to let them watch me do things on the ice, cutting up, and teach them how to help other hunters.
You've been listening to King Island Elder Wilfred Analik on Elder Voices, a production of KNOM. Tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. and 6:20 p.m. to catch the final episode. We're KNOM, yours for the stories of Western Alaska's elders.